Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting second. The second baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting third. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bernie Nays. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ike Ekrod. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rube Lutsk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Uhel. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting second. The second baseman, Spencer Adams. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Zachary. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Tom Zachary. And now, play ball. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Zachary covering, for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball four. Burns moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a pop-up beyond second. Spurgeon can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. O'Rourke is thrown out after the base hit. One out. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler takes first base on ball four. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sisler moves to third. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Sewell to Lutsk. The throw back to home, and Sisler is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod takes first base on ball four. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ekrod moves to third. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 1 in the game. Summa hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ekrod scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. Spurgeon hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice bunts for a single. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is called out on strikes. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shult. Burns reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Shult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burns tags and moves to third. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burns scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Nays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell moves to third. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ekrod hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sewell tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Indians. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lutsk hits a line drive into center field. Shult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary takes first base on ball 4. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sisler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adams moves to second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams is hit by the pitch. Adams moves to third. Sisler moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0-for-1 in the game. Uhel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Uhel reaches second base with a double. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Summa hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-2 in the game. Spurgeon hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Burns hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schulte. Burns reaches second base with a double. Uhel scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 0-for-1 in the game. Schulte takes first base on ball 4. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. Schulte moves to second. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Neill hits a fly ball into left field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Schulte tags and moves to third. Two outs. Herschel Bennett pinch hits for Tom Zachary. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett takes first base on ball 4. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutz can't make a play. That's a base hit. Schulte scores. Bennett moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. Sherry Smith now pitching. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ernie Nevers now pitching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nevers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Nays hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ekrod hits a line drive into center field. Schulte picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Schulte. Ekrod moves to third. Rube Lutzke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutzke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lutzke hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns won. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sisler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ekrod. Sisler reaches second base with a double. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sisler moves to third. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sisler scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Shult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutzk fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerber hits a fly ball into left field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up for a single. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-3 in the game. Spurgeon is hit by the pitch. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. One out. Ernie Nevers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nevers hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field, out of the reach of Nays. Adams reaches second base with a double. O'Rourke moves to third. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nevers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Nays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Shult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lutsk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nevers fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nevers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-3 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon misplays the ball. That's an error on Spurgeon. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to first for the out. Gerber moves to second. One out. Bing Miller pinch hits for Ernie Nevers. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chet Falk now pitching. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Summa hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Spurgeon bunts towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Adams covering, for the out. Summa moves to second. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a line drive into center field. Schult picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Schult. Summa scores. Burns moves to second. It's 6-2, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-4 in the game, with a double. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Sisler hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-4, Indians. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 3-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. Schult bunts towards the mound. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams moves to third. Rice moves to second. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-4 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. O'Neill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Rice scores. Schult moves to second. It's Indians, 6, Browns, 6. Ernie Wingard pinch runs for Steve O'Neill. Wally Shang pinch hits for Chet Falk. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schult scores. Wingard moves to second. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.